Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Big Bad Morning Show with Rob Long, Ed Norris, and Jeremy Kahn.
Sponsored by IG Burton GMC. GMC, we are professional grade.
105.7 The Fan.
And this is what they should be playing in Kentucky. Mark Pope was to the podium, Jeremy. I was out and about when his press conference was on. The question asked of me by the lady that was standing next to me working carryout backed up Al Point. She asked, who's that exactly?
The Pope.
Exactly. That is the Pope of Kentucky. Aaron Bradshaw, Visick on Yensel. Is that how you pronounce his name? All leaving the program in Kentucky. Bradshaw is going to enter the transfer portal.
Wonder where he ends up.
Theru, DJ Wagner, whose dad played for John Calipari at Memphis, all entered the transfer portal. Five-star commit, decommitted. It's the great exodus at Kentucky.
How many kids can you take in that transfer portal if you're Arkansas? Can you take your whole team and they just switch? Here, you take these guys.
Maybe I ought to work out a trade with Kentucky.
Yeah, that's the hard part of this is that depending on when your coach leaves and how the whole thing works out, if you're firing him, if he's leaving for another job, is where does your program go from there? Because a lot of times you're left picking up the pieces and you go get Pope. Now, are you ready for a season where it's going to be a down year after Calipari and he's probably coming to town beating your ass next year? Because that's what it looks like to me.
Yeah. Listen, if he has a chance to run the score up, I've never played against one of my former teams. When I left college and went to high school. So I never played against a former team. If he has a chance against you, he is going to run it up on you.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's going to be, I think it'll be fun either way and how this whole thing plays out. But the kids that are transferring out, it's like, where does Mark Pope go from here now? Because like they were joking about bringing back the denim jerseys. I was like, what are you guys talking about? Like the different look that they could have to it. But you're going to have to. He's going to have to go out and find some recruits because that's my concern. Is like, do I think he's a good coach? You think he's a good coach, right?
I think he's a very good coach.
Can he recruit? You were at BYU. There's a certain type of kid that you get at BYU.
Yeah.
There is. I mean, we could sit here and talk about all you want, but like we make jokes all the time about some of the kids at BYU. They go on their missions and they come back. You got 26, 25-year-old, you know, juniors and seniors.
Yeah.
It's a big difference in now what you're playing and where you're going to have to go recruit. So let's see if he can do it. I'm not saying he can't. It's just I don't know if he can.
I'm not saying he can't either, Jeremy, but that's a tough road, man. Mm-hmm. That's a tough road to be able to go out there and get recruits at a school that once had superstars. You know, life now is all about NILs and coaches.
Mm-hmm.
And you know when you couldn't cheat, John Calipari was good at it. So now that you can, he might still be better at it than you.
Very well.
And on top of that, he's a name.
And it's not like Arkansas has been, I mean, they've been okay. They've been good. They've had a couple of decent runs. But again, where you get a coach like that, and if he's willing to stay there, he can build that program up just like that. He's a You could say what you want about John Calipari. You don't have to like him. I think he's a phenomenal recruiter. I think he's a much better coach than people give him credit for, but he is a phenomenal recruiter.
I think he deserves all the criticism that he's been getting lately, though. And I'll say this again. Sometimes as coaches, you get lazy. I've been coaching long enough to been through it all. Been through the period of your career where you're lazy because you got a lot of talent. Been through the point of your career where you lost your locker room because your head got big. Been to the point, I've seen it all. Had to build a program. I've been through it all. John Calipari, I think, is in a period where he had so much talent and success with them that he got lazy. This is a spark. This is going to be a dangerous John Calipari. John Calipari was an X's and O's guy at UMass and most of the time at Memphis. At the beginning of Kentucky, he was, but I think he got lazy.
Yeah.
I got more talent than you. What do you want me to do? Well, and that's just human nature. It's not that he's a bad coach. It's human nature. I think this is a wake-up call, and this dude's going to be dangerous at Arkansas.
Yeah, he's getting transfer portals of guys that are sophomores coming over, not these fifth-year seniors that are a lot of the guys are transferring out and going to play somewhere else. That's been a big problem, too, is because, look, if you're going to sell out for this young, talented team, you got to see if they mesh well together, if they can play well, and then what's left over once they leave at the end of the year. Are you going to keep doing this over and over and over again by recruiting top-notch guys, have them come in, leave 1 year? Because we've talked about the talent that John Calipari has sent to the NBA just from Kentucky. It's absurd. It's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I mean, you were just talking about Team USA and who you would have as starters. Like, two of the guys you could potentially have as starters were starting for John Calipari and Devin Booker and Anthony Davis.
Yep.
And you don't have to be done with that team yet. Bam Adebayo came from there. I mean, you can go on and on and on about the talented players that came out of Kentucky.
There's no doubt about it. You can go on and on because they had a lot of talented players come out of there. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Who has a better record next year? Who goes deep in the tournament next year?
Arkansas. Because I don't know. I have no idea what Kentucky's going to look like. I know that Arkansas is going to put out a good team. You've got decent players there now, and then you're going to add in players if the depth of that team all of a sudden comes into play. And don't forget, Arkansas just sent two players in the lottery to the NBA, one of which was the kid Anthony Black, who went to the Magic. I'm blanking on the other kid's name. But, you know, a couple of kids that were really talented that took them to, I think, the Elite Eight or Final Four.
Now, success is all relative. We agree with that, right?
Yeah.
We know what Kentucky wanted. We know what they define success as. Okay, so with that definition, will Mark Pope be successful at Kentucky?
No, I don't think so.
Just be careful what you ask for.
I think it's the expectations that you're going to have for him. I think if you gave him time, he could be. I just don't think he'll be given the appropriate amount of time.
Let me tell you this, Jeremy. I think he will be successful. You know why? Under those guidelines, he won't. But you know why it will be defined as success? Because under Mark Pope, Kentucky is going to change his expectations. Under the expectations of Calipari, they have for Calipari, he will not succeed. He will not exceed those expectations. But when they realize those are lofty expectations and they pivot, then he'll be successful. Let's go. Ellicott City, get Kevin. What's up, Kevin?
What's good, fellas? How you doing today?
Hanging in there. How are you?
Doing good, thank you. Awesome segment, man. I think on both sides of the coin, I think Calipari may be able to even kind of just get back to actually coaching basketball at Arkansas. But I just was thinking about this when you just said this. Maybe Pope, you know, being used to handling mature young men might be a good thing for him. I think in the end of the day, you know, look, he's going to show the people at Kentucky what they do, don't, and possibly might have to look for down the road. You know what I mean? I think it's a good transitional move for them in some ways. I don't know if it's permanent, but I'm with you guys. You know what I mean? It could go a lot of different ways for that man, but he's going to change the look of their program one way or another.
Hey, thanks a lot, Kevin. Preaches. He said the same thing I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
That he'll be successful once they change.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The expectations. Under these current expectations, I don't know who can succeed, to be honest with you. 410-583-1057 is the number. Personal situation I got to share with you all at 9:30. I need you all to chime in. I know Jeremy will as well. But on the other side, Jeremy Kahn, I got a couple of coins tonight I want to place on some NBA games.
Yeah, we got a couple of NBA play-in games, the play-in tournament, as the Pelicans take on the Lakers, Philly-Miami, Sacramento-Golden State, and Atlanta-Chicago. So we'll break those games
down
for you.
Why are you so sing-songy?
What do you mean?
Philly-Miami, Sacramento-Golden State.
I'm doing that for Joe.
Okay.
Because he likes when I do that. A Big Mac. Anyway, so we'll get into that. I'll tell you how yesterday was kind of a mixed bag. I'll tell you where I went wrong. A little pissed off at the Red Sox game. Tell you all about that. And the game last night that really hurt my feelings. I went to bed. It was 0-0. Woke up to find out that I lost the under because they scored a bunch of runs. I'll tell you about that game, which I'm still pissed off about when we come back here on the Big Bad Morning Show.
The Big Bad Daily Line.
Sponsored by the Green Turtle Bet Parks Sportsbooks. This postseason, bet in person at the Green Turtle Bet Parks Sportsbooks. With locations in Canton and Towson, and enjoy the best-in-class sports wagering experience at their state-of-the-art facilities, bringing an unmatched sports betting thrill.
105.7, The Fan.
2-2 to Cruz. Fly ball, right center field. Over in the gap goes Marte. He's there. And the ball game is up. Edwin Diaz saves it for the second straight day. The Mets, after starting the year 0-5, have gotten back to .500.
There you go. That's courtesy SNY. And that was one. So my two favorite plays yesterday, as I wrote in my Telegram service, was the Red Sox over. I'll talk about that one in a second. And the Mets under. Mets in the morning when I gave it out was 7.5. By game time, it was 8.5. Didn't matter. It was 0-0 headed into the sixth, to which the Mets then scored three runs in the top of the – or, I'm sorry, the who are they playing? Mets and Pirates. Pirates scored three runs in the top, and the Mets said, na-na-na-na-boo-boo, stick your head in doo-doo. I can do whatever you do. And they scored three runs in the bottom. I don't know if they actually said that. Then the Mets scored three runs later on, and totally screw everything up for me. They win the game. Just nine runs scored after the sixth inning. What a bitch. I mean, there's just no other way to describe it. And with
that's
game.
You sound like with that man and a boo-boo.
Thank you. The Red Sox game started at 11 o'clock. The weather was great. I'm sitting here talking about, I love the over there. I gave out Jose Ramirez over 1.5 total bases yesterday as a play. I got that because he doubled in the eighth inning. But in the first, he had a home run. Except Wilson Abreu said, na-na-na-na-boo-boo, stick your head in doo-doo. Oh, and he robbed him. Can you, like, that game had so many hard-hit balls. I don't know how many people watched it because I know a lot of people working. You may have, like, hard-hit balls to the wall right at someone. Yeah, you like that, yeah. I was so mad. I even said, I just misread this game. And then they score six runs late in the game to make it 6-0. So, yeah, but, I mean, I hit a bunch of other stuff. Doesn't even matter to me because the top plays, I went 2-3 in those top plays again. Jose Ramirez over 1.5 bases, had the Padres, which they came back and won. Had a bunch of good stuff yesterday, but it doesn't feel like it when you miss your top two plays, if I'm just being brutally honest. All right, so let's go to some of the other stuff and what we want to look at today. We do have NBA. Where do you want to start, NBA or baseball?
Baseball.
All right, let's roll through baseball. Two weather spots, not great, but they're leans. The Orioles over and the Mets over. I do like the Orioles over today. I think, you know, Grayson's last start wasn't his best. I still think he'll be really good tonight. But I do think the Orioles can get, the bats can get after it some here. Decent weather situation. And when we look at Minnesota, I'm not overwhelmed by Chris Paddock. I talked about him. He's still kind of building back up and ramping up. And I think the Orioles can score tonight. I like the Blue Jays to knock off the Yankees. Yusei Kikuchi, nobody's talking about him. He's been great. He's been fantastic this year. And I know he's going up against a Yankee team, a lot of right-handed bats. But I like them in a home spot at even money. I'm going to take them. I think the Rays win today, minus 150. I like the Cubs in Arizona over. I like Cincy and Seattle under. Cincy and Seattle have two of the top three pitchers on today's slate, according to my algorithm, and Hunter Green and Logan Gilbert. Total 7.5. Love the spot for an under there. Looks great. San Fran and Miami over 8.5. One of my favorite plays today. We don't get this, you know, as people are going to look at San Fran and Miami, it's not like it's a phenomenal pitching matchup. Jordan Hicks, former reliever turned starter, has been really good this year. Still think he can give up some hard contact at times. I mean, he throws the ball extremely hard. He gets a lot of swings and misses. And Ryan Weathers, former Padres failed prospect, pitching for Miami. Either one of these guys, I think, could get knocked around. More than likely Weathers, who grades out as one of the five worst pitchers on today's slate. And I think the Astros knock off the Braves. If you're playing the early game, Texas and Detroit, the under looks good to me. And I know most people are going to go the under. You got Casey Mize pitching. You got John Gray. The weather supports an underplay, even though it wasn't greatly early in the game. Or, you know, a lot of afternoon games, you'll get shadows. So if we don't have just downright disrespectful pitchers that we can annihilate, shadows are going to help anybody in the afternoons. It just matters when it hits. So my favorite plays would be the Rays minus 150, that San Fran Miami over, and I really do like Cincy and Seattle under 7.5. They're going to be top plays for me. I did want to mention this. I don't have a total for the Dodgers. Checked a couple different sites. You may find one. It may have just popped now as we're looking for starting pitchers for the game. But my algorithm, and I think they're trying to figure out who the Dodgers are going to throw, if I'm not mistaken, because the algorithm has so many Dodger bats in the top 10. It's ridiculous. And then there's one in there that's not usually in there, like Ohtani, Betts, and Freeman. You'll see those names in the top 10 quite a bit. Number five on my list today is Teoscar Hernandez, which I would recommend a Teoscar Hernandez home run call.
That's my guy.
Or over 1.5 bases. I say this all the time. Whenever they show up in the top portion of my algorithm and they're not usually there, usually means it's a pretty good day for him. So I will. I'll hammer him for a home run, and I'll hammer him over 1.5 bases. And if I hit both, it's a great day. If I hit one, usually I'll split and make a little bit of money. But and the one that I would have to hit would be the over 1.5 bases. Now, on to the NBA, because I think there's a lot of interesting spots. The Pelicans knocking off the Lakers is my favorite play today. And no, I don't think it's because the Lakers are intentionally trying to lose so they could possibly face the Thunder in round one, because they would have to beat either the Kings or the Warriors, who are going to go home. One of them's going home after their loss, and I don't know that you could feel confident about beating either one of those teams even at home, but I like the Pelicans. I just think they're playing much better since Zion got healthy, since they got healthy. They've got a lot of nice pieces. They can throw Herb Jones at anybody they want to try to stifle them. So I like them. I like Philly and Miami to go under the 207.5. For the other two games, right now, I don't have a play for them. I'll tell you my leans on it, and I would lean under. The scary part about the Atlanta-Chicago under is Chicago plays really, really slow. Atlanta plays really fast. Chicago's favored, and they're at home. It leads me to believe that they're going to force Atlanta to play their style. The one, the reason that I'm not just fully selling taking the under in this game is that Trae Young's back.
Okay.
Trae Young pushes the ball. They play much faster with him in there than when DeJounte Murray was running the show. And, oh, by the way, he's the worst defender in basketball. So they're going to set him up and get him in pick and rolls and go after him as much as they can. On the other side, Golden State and Sacramento. I'm going to tell you to take the under of 223.5. It's a really, it looks like a low number because of these two teams, but it's a playoff game, and I think it's played a little slower. There is that chance that these two teams just get out and run and score left and right. 71% of the money's on the over. I'm taking the under. If you've watched anything in playoff basketball, I would lean you guys to take more unders than overs in the postseason. Look for the right spots to take those. But as these numbers kind of correct themselves, and they will in the postseason, I'm going to suggest a lot of unders. And I would have no problem taking all the unders today and telling you probably go 3-1 if you do.
Really?
Yeah, because these are all totals that people are betting the overs. And I think they're, like, it wouldn't shock me to see multiple games go over the total just because of where the totals are at. But I think we see slow games tonight. So my favorite play, of course, the Pelicans knocking off the Lakers. Philly, Miami, under 207.5. The other ones I would lean under. That's kind of where I stand. I just see the other two games a little bit more ugly. But it's going to be fun tonight, regardless.
Thank you very much. There you go. 410-583-1057 is the number. Don't forget, tonight we have Golden State and Sacramento on 1300. Coverage begins at 9:30. And tomorrow, the Hawks and Bulls on 1300. That coverage begins at 9.
So I give out all the basketball today. I know two games tomorrow, two tonight, but I gave it all out tonight.
Joe LaCroix's Encore 9:45, but on the other side, I got something personal that I want to bring to the radio family, guys. I need some direction on this. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Your three boyfriends when your hubby doesn't like sports. Ed Norris, Rob Long, and Jeremy Kahn. The Big Bad Morning Show. 105.7 The Fan. Hey.
9:32 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. One of the many great things I love about this show, Jeremy, is we get candid.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We share with the listeners the things that go on in our personal lives. And in the past, it has been therapeutic because, you know, we've been put on the right path for some things, for resources and things like that, just because we share things with people. One of the therapists that I see now is because I shared some things on air one time, and someone led me to this person. Been here for like a year and a half. I love it. So something today I want to share, because I'm lost right now. Don't know what direction to head. First time I've ever personally in my immediate circle experienced this. So my mom was staying with me about a little over a year ago. She's having problems with pain in her limbs, largely her legs. And she needed so much care that we had to put her in a senior living home, and she stays in the same place that your granddad stays in. Mm-hmm. They're on the same floor, two different wings. And things had been getting progressively worse, and we feared, there's certain things we were fearing, but we weren't hearing. So we thought, okay, she had recently lost her husband maybe 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago now, so she could be going through some things. Well, last Wednesday, she was diagnosed with ALS.
I'm sorry, man.
It's moving quickly.
Yeah.
It's moving quickly. I mean, like when she was diagnosed, we were talking. And yesterday I could barely understand her. That's how quickly it's moving. And when I got to her room yesterday, she was sitting in a chair, she was just crying. And I could imagine that. Can you imagine getting that? Somebody telling you, giving you that diagnosis is rough. And I, even though I have friends in the medical field and I have some people looking out for me in terms of some care, I don't know what kind of treatment you get for that. I don't know what kind of care you get for that. But I know more can be done for her than what's being done now. And I don't say that because someone is being negligent. I think it's really just out of the realm of treatment, to be honest with you. Well, I mean, that's a very specific illness, I should say.
Yeah, and, you know, as you start, my grandfather's battling dementia. Right. And any of these debilitating diseases that you hear about, mostly at the end of life, some people unfortunate to get it earlier in life, watching someone slowly unravel is something I wouldn't wish upon my worst enemy. Like, you get to see it, and then it's the little things that really kind of set you off. You'll have those good days where you get smiles and something, you know, like, but ultimately, it turns into something where you're trying to provide the best care possible. Mm-hmm. And the other part of it, if you haven't got to that yet, is when you start to say, all right, I got to understand how much of this is good for me to see because it's tough. I mean, I try to go 5 days a week, and now it's been 4, 3. It's just tougher and tougher to go. And I don't mean that as.
See, here's the difference, though. See, you said dementia, and he may not remember everything. It's different when you have all your mental capabilities.
And you can't say what you want to
but
say.
But your body is, so it's the opposite. Now, I'm not there 2 or 3 times a week. I'm there 2 or 3 times a day because I can only imagine being sharp mentally and not being able to follow through. What does a person, and the reason why I'm just talking about it on air right now, because you know, I think I'm about cried out now to where, you know, I can get through it without doing that. I'm cried out now. I did that for the first 4 days because that has to be miserable, man. Mm-hmm. And I find, again, like I said, I find myself there 2 or 3 times a day because the worst thing that you could experience during that time is loneliness.
Well, yeah, and that's the other part. I tell people with my grandfather, like, he'll wait by the window. And they'll wheel him out and wait by the window and just stare out the window. It's almost like he's adopted the 3 birds that sit outside his window. But he, you know, he waits for us. He won't even do some of the activities. And I guess with your mom's situation, she might not be able to do the activities and things.
She can't.
They do a lot of things at these places to try to, you know, keep them occupied and keep their minds busy. And even simplistic stuff is dialing it back to like coloring books and word searches. Yeah.
But that's the crazy thing, because right now she's doing a word search. But she's now only drawing a line through it because she can only move her left hand. It went from, she went in there, I was getting a treatment at a place in Parkville, Advanced Therapy. They're awesome, by the way. Absolutely awesome, the people down there. So she went from having hope that she would walk to being hit with this diagnosis, and now the only thing she can move is her left hand. And again, I don't know. That's a disease that they say pretty much is no cure for it.
Yeah.
But there's got to be something that I can do to where she can be more comfortable.
And I guess, you know, for each and every individual, it's different with how aggressive the disease is. I was telling you that my wife's grandfather lived 12 years with it. They were fortunate financially where they were to be able to give him the best care regardless. But he lived a long time with it, where when I first met my wife, I'm like, oh, we're going to have to deal with this relatively quick. And no, he was around for quite a while. But no matter who it is in your family, it's just tough to see somebody go through this. And whether it's ALS, dementia, Alzheimer's, I mean, you name it, it's nothing you want to see. And walking into that place, Rob, you get introduced to a lot of other people and see what they're going through too. And just some sad, sad stories in there. A lot of people that their family don't even come see him anymore.
410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan on this Taco Tuesday in Baltimore. And again, like I said, I'm just throwing it out there because there may be a listener that may be dealing with that and say, well, this is where I take my mom or my dad or whomever is dealing with that right now. I want comfort, the most comfort that she can have in this situation, because I can't even fathom that.
Yeah.
I can't. That's seriously. Rough. And we had to have some conversations that, you know, everybody has to have at one point. You hope to be able to be in a position where you could have those conversations. But, you know, we had to have those conversations recently. We did.
It's tough. I mean, look, nobody wants to have the conversations of, end of life and all the other things that go on. But I don't know. It's weird getting older. I just saw one of my friends passed away that I used to hang out with when I went through my divorce, and just seeing some of this, it just feel like it happens more and more often now. But when it's your family, it's so different.
It is different. It is. I mean, the man that hired me as a college basketball coach back in 2003, I was his assistant, Randy Gregory. He was diagnosed with this back in 2011, and he's still alive. Mm-hmm. So I dealt with it with him, but it's different when, you know, it's closer to home right now. 410-583-1057 is the number. Let's go to Columbia and get Greg. What's up, Greg?
Hey, how's it going there, guys?
Doing well. How are you, man?
Really good. I listen to you guys. I drive around all day working, going to different businesses, and I listen to you guys. And, Rob, man, that really hit me, what you go through with your mom recently. I've been going through it with my dad for, like, the past couple of years. I think it's been, like, 3 years. It's been on and off. It's been good days, bad days, and I just really feel for you, man.
Thank you very much, and the same with you, man. God bless you.
It. Yeah, it's – look, nobody wants to go through this, and I joke all the time, and I think part of it's what I'm seeing a lot of people end of life, where I say, I just want 50 good years, and you guys can say goodbye to me. That's five more. That's all I need. Mm-hmm. But, like, I say that tongue-in-cheek and kind of joking, but, like, I don't want to go through what some people are going through at the end of their life.
No, I agree with you. And I'm sorry to bring you guys down, but, again, just seeking a little bit, and I'm getting some things on social media now, inbox. Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Find out what we learned today on The Fan.
The only morning show in Baltimore that deserves a big, bad encore.
Can I get an encore? Do you want more?
On 105.7 The Fan.
One last time, I need y'all to roar.
And I noticed pants I had on had a little slip in the crotch area. Yeah. Like, how did that happen? Because you saw me, they're not tight.
When you weren't looking, I poked a hole in it.
So, how you gonna poke a hole in my crotch while I'm not looking?
I'm just glad you stopped the story.
So I'm riding downtown. I just look down, like, whoa, what's that? I looked again, like, man, that's kind of, nobody told me all day that I had this in my crotch. So I'm downtown at 10:45 a.m. Okay, so I'm like, who's open right now where I can get a pair of pants?
Did you have a suit yesterday too?
No, but I had on, you know.
You had something nice on. Yeah. Right, nicer.
So who's open and I can get a pair of pants? So I looked around. There were two stores.
Go ahead.
Under Armour.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not gonna.
And J. Crew.
Would it surprise you if I said I've never been in a J. Crew?
J. Crew. So I walked into J. Crew. You know they have $200 jeans in J. Crew?
What?
Jeremy, it was blank denim. Just blue.
Did you spend that much for the jeans?
No, I didn't get those jeans.
Okay.
No.
Why did you just leave the hole in your crotch? You couldn't have covered that up.
So I went back over to Under Armour, and I bought two pair of golf pants. Well, I only needed one, but they were really nice. So I bought two.
Oh, man.
They were really nice. But I went to J. Crew. I'm like...
Was the hole in your crotch that noticeable, or was it just bothering you?
Well, see, I didn't know who would be recording the interview. Mm-hmm. I didn't know where the camera would be. If the camera's away from me and they showed a whole body shot, because I knew I'd be sitting down. Sitting down, holding the crotch, body shot. You don't want that.
Yeah. You could have went viral. What if you had tagged...
I won't go viral that way.
What if you tagged the hole in your crotch with R. Long on your pant leg, and everybody's like, oh, it is him.
It is him. So... And that's the encore for today. 410-583-1057. Let's go to Lutherville. What's going on, sir?
Hey, Rob. The doctor here. Sorry about listening to what you're going through with Mom.
Thank
you. First off, I wanted to thank you guys for doing such a great job on sports in general, especially local sports. You guys are just great to listen to.
Thank you.
Pertaining to your mom, ALS is a huge disease where there's, unfortunately, you're seeing a very severe variant, and you said it yourself as your coach, buddy that you worked for, he has a variant just like OJ Brigance that just lasts for years, and that's horrible also. But what your mom's going through is something that's severe. There's really, unfortunately, not a hell of a lot you can do. But what we really can do, and as you guys were talking about end of life, I'm very close with Gilchrist Hospice Care out of GBMC, and they're the best in America. So what you have to do with ALS is supportive care. There really is no treatments, especially what you're saying for your mom. But support is everything, and a place like Gilchrist is absolutely phenomenal. And it's something that you and your family should investigate in the immediate future for your mom. And I wish her the best. And so sorry you guys are going through this.
Hey, thank you very much. And I will call them immediately today. Thank you very much. That's all right. That's why you do it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Reside. He's been waiting on patiently on hold. What's up, Reside?
Yeah. What's up, fellas? That's Super Rasside from Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, get that super in there.
For sure. And you're about to see why. The nation will see once again, over again and again. But anyway, here we go, fellas. Baltimore Ravens. That is my team. Love them. I need for the Baltimore Ravens to add additional weapons. They have to have more weapons in a wide receiver core. And watch this. I'm putting this out there to start a movement, and I would challenge anybody to go against what I'm saying.
Rasidi, come on. So, state your business, bro. What you got?
I'm about to tell you.
All right, go ahead.
The wide receivers. I want you boys, my boys, to win a Super Bowl. They need to bring in Antonio Brown and Hollywood Brown. Mm. Antonio Brown, Hollywood Brown, along with that running back, Henry, and with the quarterbacker, Super Bowl time, baby. That would be incredible. Give the man a chance. And plus, I want to ask you a question, brother. You as an African-American, this is about Kaepernick. I want to hear what your take is about GMs, African-American GMs, giving Kaepernick a try. I believe that all African-American GMs should give this man a tryout since he's been blackballed. But going back to my point about Antonio Brown and Hollywood Brown.
Dude, hold on. Let me stop you there. You want to bring in Antonio Brown, who hadn't played in the league since 2021, who's now, what, 36?
And now he's out on social media just roasting.
Yeah,
everyone.
That's number one. Colin Kaepernick, blackball. I believe he was blackball.
I do too.
I think there's a lot of people believe he's blackball. But he hadn't played since 2016. So you want 2021 and 2016. Come on, man. Seriously.
You forgot to call him Super.
No, I didn't. Come on. Seriously. I mean, the guy in place, yes, he was blackballed. It's horrible. The NFL owes him an apology.
But why?
But I don't owe him a tryout.
I think Antonio Brown is one of the most gifted receivers to ever play the game. He's also one of the biggest a-holes to ever play the game. Something is off with him, and
yes.
Why on earth would you want to bring that guy into your locker room?
Now time for you to find out what we learned today.
What we learned. Sponsored by
LifeBridge Health. Care bravely. For more information, visit LifeBridgeHealth.org and stay tuned after what we learned for your daily Care Bravely check-in.
Today is National Wear Your Pajamas to Work Day. That's every day for Jeremy, looks like. You like Eggs Benedict?
All right.
That's how I feel about them. The eggs aren't cooked enough. But today is National Eggs Benedict Day as well. Couple of birthdays. The late Dick Night Train Lane celebrating the birthday today.
Clothesline.
Bruce Bochy celebrating the birthday today. Remember Jonathan Vilma?
Yep.
Celebrating the birthday today. And a couple of good ones. Bill Belichick, as you heard earlier. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Celebrating the birthday today. And the Wizard, Walt Williams, all celebrating the birthday.
Take him.
Today.
Get him.
What you got for us, Jeremy Kahn?
I threw a ball for my dog. It's a bit extravagant, but she's a good girl. It was her birthday, and she looks great in a dress. She don't like that.
That's pretty.
I didn't know that Sylvester Stallone was on his third marriage. I guess the first one was Rocky, and the second one was Rocky too. I lost my wife's audiobook. Now I'll never hear the end of it. I'm saving one to the end. What do you call a woman that sets fire to all of her bills?
Bernadette.
It's so stupid. This one is my favorite one, though. I recently joined a nudist colony. The first few days were the hardest.
Oh.
That's it.
Bernadette!
Bernadette!
I feel like you gotta say it like that. Like, every time Rob was talking about watching Sweet Home Alabama, you brought a baby into a bar, and Joe's like, I can't believe you watched that. But now every time somebody says Reese with her spoon, I can't say Witherspoon. I have to say with her spoon, because she eats all the cereal. No? So anyway, there you go. It's your world, Rob.
Vinny and Haney up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful Taco Tuesday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.